Hello, hello. Happy Saturday. So, I just wanted to talk about what exactly happened and why it happened, right? So, the Russia headlines was lingering for, what, the past few months right now, right? So, as we saw, the stock market bounced when the, or at least the broader market bounced, when Russia finally invaded. And some of you are like, why did this happen? And I'm going to tell you why, or at least my opinion on why it happened. So sit back and relax and let's get started. So first things first, let's talk about the S&P 500, right? Just the technical levels. So I have said this before, bounces are fantastic, right? And what we need to see now are trend changes. SPY had a very significant bounce from 410, and we still haven't changed the four-hour trend, right? So step one is for, you know, this four-hour trend change to take place. And once we do that, we need to change the daily trend. And you have to remember, in order to change the daily trend, we need a daily higher low. So what that means is that we're going to see some consolidation. So if you are a bull right now, I would highly suggest take some profits. And first and foremost, I'm not telling you to do anything because I'm not your financial advisor. But do your own research and see what is best for you. So remember, in order to change the daily trend, we need a daily lower high, higher low, and a higher high. So right now we saw a bounce. We did not see a daily lower high yet. So if you are a bull that, you know, are is in the sideline, I would bottom fish this daily higher low compared to the fear low at this point. So overall, we saw a break in support with no follow through. And what that means is that you look in the other direction. Now, I was talking earlier about why this could have happened, and this is a great learning lessons, or even a learning lesson for me on why this happened. So for the past couple of months, the market has been pricing in certain things, right? This Ukraine tension has been going on for a while, like 2014, but this recent buildup has been happening, I would say, since 2021, end of 2021. And now, and we've been seeing that, oh yeah, in the beginning, they were building up military, whatever, yada, 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 at the Ukraine border. And then they said it was just a drill. And then they came back. Then again, they came in. And then this time it was for real. And what was happening is that the market was pricing in this invasion before it even happened. So it was selling off way before this happened. And what was needed was the actual event. So this is the same scenario as buy the hype and sell the news, except the market was selling off before. So the reverse happened. This being said, now that this happened, we need to see, okay, how long is this, like, what exactly is the most likely scenario, right? And the stock market is going to price that in too. So this bounce was fantastic. As I've said before, this bounce was fantastic. But can the bulls actually change trends? Because we hit the point where everyone was short. And whoever was short from, let's say, past month and a half, they were very comfortable and they wanted to take profits, right? And what happens is once you take profits, you have to buy back the stock. And when you take profits in bulk, when everyone's starting to take profits, you know, that buying pressure increases and then the bulls buy the dip and you see a short squeeze like we basically saw for the past couple of days. And that's exactly what happened. A lot of this stuff also happens in crypto where, okay, there's a fork coming or something like that. And the price just runs before a certain event and then sells off when that event happens. So Why is this different from the COVID dump, right? COVID dump was out of nowhere. No one predicted that COVID was going to come in 2 weeks or something like that, right? It just happened, and it happened so quickly and so fast, the market was not able to price that in. So everyone ran to the exits. This time, what happened was, you know, the intelligence, U.S. intelligence and other intelligence was saying, okay, Russia could invade anytime now. The Russian forces are building up and coming anytime now. So the market was already pricing in this news. And once it happened, the reverse. The market completely reversed. And that's exactly what happened in this case. So there were no shorts left in the market. And all that was left was bulls buying the dip, right? And the people who shorted at that point was underwater immediately, and they had to buy back the stock, and it just, you know, magnified that move. So that is my take on it. A lot of people call it buy the invasion, but I don't like that terminology at all. So I'm just gonna say the market, you know, market was pricing in already, and when it happened, you know, it reversed. So, moving on to QQQ. So, QQQ has been the strongest sector. And that is fantastic because S&P 500 Holdings is in the NASDAQ. A lot of what I want to say is the majority of its holding is in NASDAQ. Same thing. We need four-hour trend changes. We haven't seen four-hour trend changes. And we need the daily trend change, right? So that is the most important thing, right? If you are a bull, you are looking to buy this consolidation. If you are a bear, you are looking to top fish for a very high risk, high reward plays, right? No, I would take that back. Low risk, high reward plays. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing. So, excuse me, someone just came up. Guy was loud. But, yeah, that's what you got to do. By the way, I am doing this at a parking lot at the gym because I completely, you know, woke up late and forgot to do this podcast in the morning. So I'm doing this by the gym, and that's why you're seeing or hearing background noises. But as I was saying, aggressive bears are looking to top fish high of the after hours high, right? It's a low risk, but the chances of you getting stopped out are high. But if that is our daily lower high, you got it, right? So that's exactly what I'm going to be looking for. I'm looking for a short. So let's see. But what I'm not going to do is if it does break it and the bulls still bring in the buying pressure, I am not going to actively short because that is one thing that blows up accounts. And haven't blown up my account, but I've definitely taken deep losses because of that. So I'm not going to actively try shorting. But if I see a solid amount of drop, I will be top fishing that high. So that's just my take on it. Do what you got to do. All right, moving on to XLF. So the financial sector has been the lead bull sector. What I want to see right now is some inverse correlation, right? We were directly correlated for a little bit. Now I want to see some inverse correlation. That will really help the SPY bulls not drop as significantly or limit their risk on the downside, because you need to know the daily lower high needs to be had. So what XLF or what market bulls want is for QQQ to consolidate and XLF to still keep its bull momentum. So S&P 500 wouldn't consolidate as significantly. However, for the past couple of days, both of them have been directly correlated. So that is just something to keep in mind of, right? You just have to remember these correlations with the ETFs and the broader market. So both of them are directly correlated, which is why we see SPY have a significant bounce. And it has been our lead bull sector. So this seems like a potential monthly bull flag, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see this. Yeah, this is a potential monthly bull flag on the on XLF, right bouncing off of EMA 12. By the way, EMA 12, I absolutely love the exponential moving average 12. I've taken that from Coinbase back in 2017 and I've applied it everywhere. And that 12 and 26 moving average has been my go-to along with RSIs. I'll talk a little bit more about that in another time, just because I want to give you my setup and why I think it's one of the best setups in my opinion. But XLF, definitely the lead bull sector, and it's been carrying the weight of the broader market for the past couple of months. So very good, and that is keeping SPY's monthly consolidation very healthy too. And I would say that if this is our low, bulls are not that, you know, uncomfortable. All right, so that was basically it. Some things to keep in note. I don't know if FOMC is next week, but I believe Fed will be speaking next week. Something about interest rates or something. I don't know. But March was supposed to be the interest hike. You know, when the interest was hiking or supposed to be hiking. So that's something to keep in mind. And other than that, next week is definitely going to be telling if we can, you know, if we are going to, next week is going to be important in terms of consolidation. If we see a bull flag of a consolidation on the daily, that is going to be what I would say would mark the monthly high or low, because all we were looking for was a monthly high or low, right? So if we see that daily trend change, I would say our monthly high or low is set and bulls will be back in short-term control until we find a clear direction. And hopefully we figure out quickly, because once a market is in equilibrium, the opportunities are very low and you will get chopped up very quickly. So that's something to talk about in a later episode. I hope you're all doing well, and I will see you all next week. Peace out.